right, I know this is a little bit weird, but do you mind if I pinch you, young Kevin?
Where were we?
Let's see, where did we leave off? It's been a minute for those of you paying attention, especially archivist Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Hang on, let me try this.
Yeah, okay. Oh. I can't hear you. Ooh, that's fun.
I haven't installed a cough button, but it's about 3 feet away.
Yeah, so you're going to be reaching over there coughing.
I may have to cough some today.
I
apologize ahead of time for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't be too close to your radio. You might get sick.
That's correct. I got bronchitis, which sucks.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's no good. And no, do you care to tell them what else happened as a result? Or do you want to go into that kind of detail?
No, I'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour where we talk about the lamest ways you got hurt. The lamest ways you got hurt.
Now, apparently, your doctor said, whatever you do, don't laugh because laughing is bad. So I'm like, well, you're fine to come to work then. We don't laugh.
Laughing is bad for both my cough and for my other thing.
It's a very serious show, so you'll be fine.
Right, so I'm fine. new feature called Who Hurt You, Florida?
Today. Good one.
One American dollar?
Yeah, I got a little quiz for you.
Oh, shoot, I forgot it. You have one. I had one, too.
Oh, you have one for me?
Yeah, we'll discuss.
Yeah, we'll figure out. Yeah.
Weekend Next Door app update?
Yeah.
And give me five?
Yep, it is and then. It sounds with the word and in the title.
In the title.
Yeah. It's amazing how many there are. I think we're going to have to do like a week's worth, actually.
So. Some of these have a tremendous amount of songs, and others really don't have very many.
It's hard to squeeze them out.
You would think so.
Yep.
And People Are Dumb, also, coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Dorothy, suckas, is what she calls herself on Twitter. Dorothy is who that is. She just tweeted out just a little while ago, shouted out Joan Jett. Nothing says rock and roll like the legend herself, Joan Jett, a certified black sheep and true inspiration for all women in rock.
Agreed.
She's got some new stuff that Matt Pinfield has been playing. He played last night on his Sunday night new and approved show, which is nice and all, but are you ready? Are you wanna?
I am ready,
yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I need dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey.
So are you happy here?
I need a dollar.
In these United States of America, young Kevin?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah? Well, there's a list.
I would say when you look around the world that we have it pretty good.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
There is a list that's just been making the rounds. I guess maybe you ran into it as well today.
What's the list?
It is the 10 happiest countries in the world.
10 happiest countries in the world.
Which I'm trying to find my list of them now. Where is it hiding? I know where it is. But these are according to a little poll that was done by a ton of people. And isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I'm guessing the United States is not on that list, though.
Not
in the top 10.
I'm going to tell you, it's kind of hard. It's a rather hard list. So I think I'll give you more guesses than usual.
All right. So how many guesses do I get?
I think you should get seven.
Seven guesses to get how many right?
To get four.
Four.
Yeah.
All right. How do they figure happy?
Quality of life, and I can't find it.
You can't find the
list? I'm still looking for it. Where the hell is it?
This is the irritating. Best dollar, one American dollar ever.
Forfeit and give you a dollar.
That would be great. I would love that if you would give me a dollar.
All right. I surprisingly, amazingly have
How about
it.
That?
Yeah, what do you know?
All right. So, my first guess is those bastards in Canada.
Canada. You would absolutely think Canada. I will give you another hint because, like I said, it's a little hard.
Okay.
Do think cold. Canada's kind of cold. Think cold. Yeah. And that for me, turns it off. These are six key variables that report the quantities are income, social support, healthy life expectancy, freedom to make life choices, generosity, and freedom from corruption, according to the 2023 World Happiness Report.
All right. So.
So no Canada.
Think snow, you said? Think cold?
Yeah, kind of think cold.
Switzerland.
Switzerland is on the list.
Yes.
And there's a little song for you.
It's a nice little song. All right, so two guesses, one right.
Yeah.
So think cold.
Yeah.
What else is cold? Sweden.
Sweden is, in fact, on our little list as
yes.
well. Yes. We're going to get all of these.
You're a mess.
It's been so long.
Sligo is a mess.
That's true. All right, two yeses, one no so far.
I got three guesses and I got two right.
Yeah.
So I'm just keeping track for you because
you're
a mess.
That's a fact.
Places with snow. Russia. No, I'm just kidding.
That's probably, we should have the worst places. That would be more entertaining.
Yeah, that's true.
It's more up our aisle.
Finland.
The country where I quite want to be. Yes, actually, there's a little Monty Python song about that. It is number one, and it's for the sixth year in a row, Finland.
Smug bastards.
You just need to get one more, and you're on it. You get a dollar.
Is Scotland cold?
Scotland.
Is Ireland?
Is Ireland cold?
Because I would think people in Ireland are happy.
Yeah, I mean, you've been there. You've seen how happy they are.
They seem like they're... I'm going to go Ireland.
Oh.
Son of a bitch. So does that mean England, Scotland are out, I assume?
Never make an assumption.
I have two more guesses.
Yes, sir. To get a dollar, what are you going to do with your dollar?
Cold places.
If you win a whole
dollar. Are they all cold?
There's one that's completely insane and makes zero sense to me, and I think they must have paid to get in there, and it is definitely not cold.
Okay, not cold.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like...
Because I was thinking everybody talks so great about the happy people in New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah. They're all... Or and is I love
it Australian?
Accent.
Which one is it? It's New Zealand. That has the young female prime minister,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to guess New Zealand.
Yeah! You got it, baby! It's number 10. It's at the bottom of the list, it's there with their amazing little Kiwi accents.
Coming back strong with a dollar.
2023 World Happiness Report puts New Zealand at number 10, Luxembourg at number 9.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that in a million years. No.
Switzerland, I have a friend who lives there. She's been there for about 20 years now. She is very happy. She says it's a great place to live.
All right.
Formerly from America. Norway is on the list at 7.
Norway, I didn't think of.
Sweden? Why did you think of Sweden? Just because of IKEA? I mean, you think they're all happy with their meatballs?
I don't know why I thought of Sweden.
But yeah, that's on the list.
Yeah.
The Netherlands, which I think...
Netherlands, I would have never gotten. But I should have because of their soccer team.
Ah. I would like because they're way the hell out in the middle of nowhere. There's no humans out there. I think that... Now, here's the one that just doesn't make any sense to me. Number 4 on the list is Israel. The first time they've made the list.
Really?
They're all the way up at number 4. I don't know. I think there's some backroom deals going in on that one.
I feel like they're constantly fighting.
Yeah. I mean, it's never, never quiet or happy there.
No.
Haven't been since 1949 or whatever. Iceland.
Somebody tampered with this.
Yeah.
Oh, Iceland.
Yeah.
Sure.
But then again, after Israel, you have Iceland.
Iceland.
Have Denmark and Finland topping the list. So
wow.
That doesn't make any sense.
United States? 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yes, indeed. Red Hot Chili Peppers, a chance to go see them in Vegas. You're listening for that really chilly Chili Pepper song. And when you win, if they call your name in the morning, you get the one-night stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino and $100 gas card as well, and to see them April 1st up in Vegas.
Fantastic.
Coming up soon.
It's time for weekend Nextdoor app update.
Yeah.
The Nextdoor app has a lot of crazy people on it. And bad people.
And two good people.
And there are a couple of good people. There are some funny people on there that mess with you, but this is basically a neighborhood watch type thing.
Yep.
The first one is Kenny. Urgent alert. Two people drew obscene images and expletive words in my snow. I can tell it was two people from the footprint. That's all it is.
Footprint. What's going to be there forever? I can see why he's upset.
Isn't that funny? Like,
that's eternal.
Wouldn't you say, can someone help me? Or how do I deal with it? Or
just
who did it?
Kick the snow away, and then it's gone.
Sure, there's that. Here's one called, can I sue my beekeeper neighbor?
That's actually a fair question.
It's a little longer one. Every day I see my neighbor's bees flying around my garden.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Stealing the pollen or nectar from my flowers.
Stealing.
Then the bees go back to the neighbor and create honey. My neighbor then harvests the honey and sells it at the market for profit.
See, I just wouldn't like the bees flying around. Who cares if they're, stealing.
No, this person's very upset because they deserve compensation.
Part of the profit.
I have never received so much as a jar of honey as compensation.
Probably because you're a jerk.
And every day my neighbor's bees trespass and steal my flowers.
Bees were here millions of years before you, buddy.
The way I see it, this is equivalent to a person's dog coming into my yard and stealing balls or tools and then giving it back to his owner who sells it for profit.
Wow, he's really thinking this
through. Do I have legal ground to sue?
No.
That's what he wants to know. That's the kind of stuff that's put on Nextdoor app.
You know I'm a lawyer, so I can say no.
Sure.
Easy.
Here's one about TV. Is it possible to sue the networks for harassment?
Why does everybody love... They're so happy in this world.
Some commercials, and I I don't think I could name the sponsors.
Yeah, probably don't do that.
But they are TV commercials that run a lot.
Sure, okay.
Appear over and over again, and I do feel harassed. Wow. Please don't tell me to mute or change channels or turn off.
Mute, change
I'm
channels, or turn off.
Asking about suing.
That's so ridiculous.
It is so ridiculous.
God.
And finally, in San Francisco, Gus is the dog's name, and he finds balls at Garden Gate Park.
Yeah, baby.
On almost every walk. Sometimes two. But today he found something a little different.
Uh-oh. What did Gus find?
And it shows Gus with a dildo.
Is that San Francisco?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Well, he looks happy. He's like, look, I got a stick. I think that's how you pronounce it.
He was thrilled and proud.
Sure.
Trotting to anyone who was nearby to show off his find while it bounced around in his mouth.
Look how huge it is.
I was laughing so hard, I was crying, so I was not very good at getting him to drop it. Hilarious, yet horrifying, and completely gross.
Like, did you bite that off? Where'd that come from?
He will not be kissing me on the face for the next decade. Why would there be a dildo out there?
Come on, man. You're having a bit of fun. You forget that it's there.
How
you
do
leave
you
it.
Forget, how do you
and
forget,
a dog finds
how
it.
How do you forget that? That's crazy.
They're laughing. Oh, my God.
In today's news out of Florida.
Today in Florida.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon KLOS. Florida woman pulls gun in McDonald's drive-thru over an item not being on the menu.
Oh, McRibs.
It's not McRibs.
Oh.
It is literally not something they have.
Uh-huh. So not only is she irritating, censored, edited for radio, but
correct.
She's just... wrong.
Yes.
What a shock.
She ordered a cheeseburger bundle.
What the hell is a cheeseburger bundle?
I don't know, but she wanted it.
I have to tell you one thing.
And they
thing,
told
though.
Her no.
There are now in Colorado.
And she pulled out a gun.
In Colorado, you can order what's called a bucket of fries.
All right.
Which is just basically they get their biggest cup, their drink cup.
Right.
And they put in fries. And a lot of them in Colorado are used to that.
Right.
But you go into New Mexico, you drive into the next state, and you say, I need a bucket of fries. And they're like,
We don't sell buckets
right.
full of fries.
But I don't
sir.
Think they sell a cheeseburger bundle anywhere.
I want them to. That sounds good.
So this is the story.
Hart County, a woman is accused of threatening a McDonald's employee with a gun because the meal she wanted was not on the menu. According to the arrest affidavit, this woman, Quavi Young, was at a Coco McDonald's when she ordered something that wasn't on the menu. Police say Young then drove up to the window and threatened the drive-thru worker with a handgun and demanded that worker take her order. Young was arrested on aggravated assault charges and has since been released.
Can you imagine being a worker at McDonald's working the drive-thru?
It's rough enough as it is.
She wants a cheeseburger bundle, which doesn't exist.
Can you imagine you're on the mic, you've been there for enough time, you know everything on the menu. This woman's ordering a cheeseburger bundle.
So she came through one time and ordered that, and they said, we don't have that.
I'm sorry.
And then she went back and got in line again.
She went and got her gun.
Probably.
She went home and got a gun.
She got an M&P Shield 9mm with a drum magazine capable of holding up to 50 rounds, according to the affidavit.
I mean, you know, at this point in time, you know, that's not any kind of threat. You know, showing up with a gun, no big deal.
If I'm the McDonald's person, I'm just throwing some cheeseburgers in a bag and
here
saying,
you go.
Here's a bundle.
It's a special bundle.
Right, you take it. This is for you.
There's not a rat trap at the bottom, that's for sure.
We love you, Quavi Young of Florida.
You cow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We've got yet more chances for you to see the Chili Peppers up in Vegas and pick up that Return of the Dream Canteen album very soon.
I was out last week because I had bronchitis. And I didn't know I had bronchitis. But I just thought it was a cold. I started coughing.
Right.
And one night, I started coughing really hard, and my ribs started hurting.
Okay.
So I went to urgent care, and I said, I don't understand what's happening with my rib. What?
I mean, that's when you start thinking, am I having a heart attack or something?
What's
right?
going on
where
with
it is,
me?
Yeah, right there above your ticker.
It's crazy. So I went in, and they did x-rays, and they said, you bruised a rib coughing.
Really?
You can cough
coughing?
Hard enough to bruise a rib.
I think I've heard of that, but it was like my grandpa that did
yes.
it.
Yes. And I've spent, I don't know, I spent the last 6 days putting ice on my rib because every time I cough, it hurts like a mother effer. It really hurts.
You really startled me for a second there. Well, I thought you were going for it.
And one, there was one time when I sneezed that I almost fell to the floor. I was like, God. I just got stabbed. This is crazy.
Wow.
What a lame way to hurt yourself.
But I mean, bronchitis, that is rough as hell. That's some crazy coughing. Great. So I guess I can see where that could easily
Heard that that does happen to people, but it feels super lame. How did you hurt your rib? Oh, I was coughing.
Well, I mean, I took this major bong hit. Right. It was like on this water pipe.
And then I fell on a table.
Wow.
So lamest ways you got hurt. Can you top coughing? 818-955-KLOS.
There was a fellow we used to talk to a lot. He would talk like, oh, yeah, all right.
Sure, all right.
And he came in, he was like on a crutch or something, and our pal Rick, you know, Jed's producer, asked him what happened, and he said, and this was the quote, I was walking.
That was the end of it?
That was it.
Fantastic.
Everybody fell on the floor laughing. You're like, that's fantastic. That's the whole story? You were walking.
All right, can you beat that? Lamest way you got hurt. 818-955-KLOS.
Them's a Struts. They got a whole bunch of shows coming up. They'll be in Memphis and Woodlands, Dallas, Texas. They're going to be doing a whole bunch of shows and coming this way.
LA?
Yeah, coming this way, man.
The Struts
that has fallen with me.
I got bronchitis last week and didn't break, but bruised a rib coughing.
So I guess I'll be out next week
and
with bronchitis.
And that's super lame. I hope not. That's super lame. So we're talking about lame ways you got hurt.
Yeah.
This is from Raul. Went to the urinal, looked down to make sure I was aiming properly, and, well, when I looked down, my head banged into the flushing thing on top.
Oh.
Ended up with a large bump on my forehead.
Oh. What's with the bump, dude? How'd you do that?
But no pee on the pants.
Oh, so well, very good. Very well done. Yeah, that's not easy to do.
Lame ways you got hurt. Hello.
Driving home from work on the freeway, just coughed as I was looking over my shoulder switching lanes. And about 2 or 3 days after that, I couldn't move my shoulders at all. Had no mobility, and actually had to end up going to the chiropractor to get it fixed up.
Both shoulders?
Oh, well, it was on the left side, but couldn't turn either way because of it.
Oh, my God.
With 2 days, just from a cough and turning to the left.
From one cough, though.
Wow.
You weren't continuously coughing.
You know, it was me more turning to the left and straining my muscles I was coughing. I think that did it.
I got you. Yeah, that's not like a football accident or something out in the field of battle.
That counts as a lame way you hurt yourself.
Congratulations. Yeah, I thought it was pretty lame.
Yeah, that is lame. Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. The lamest way you got hurt.
I coughed after I took a hit, and I gave myself a stroke on my birthday.
Wow.
You gave yourself a stroke?
Gave myself a stroke. I came down, sat on the couch, and I go to my wife. I go, my hand and my leg's numb. And then I woke up the next morning, fell on my face, go to the hospital. They said, you had a stroke.
Oh, my
dude,
God.
Were you hitting a water bong?
No, just a bone.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've always been afraid of that, honestly.
But let me ask you a question. Worth it?
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Hell no. My hand's numb. My foot's still numb.
It's still is.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was still
terrible.
Happening.
Yeah. So are you off the weed? You off the marijuana?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Wow. That blows, dude.
That does blow.
Yep. Yeah, all right. It does.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Don't tell Tommy Chong.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi there. Lame ways you got hurt.
I had a drill bit go through my foot. I was carrying it from one room to the other one, and it literally went right through my foot into the carpet. And so I had to pull it out and then take myself. It looked like a murder scene. And when I went to the hospital, they had to remove the carpet fibers from inside of my foot.
Did you just drop it? Did you drop it on your foot? Oh, man.
Yeah, I was carrying a whole bunch of stuff, and it was on top, and you would think the heavy part would fall, but no, the bit went right through my foot.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a lovely spot.
Wow.
Yeah,
it hurts.
Wow. Wow.
And then, you know, like, when you move your foot to the side, and you look, and you go, yeah, it went right through it.
Yeah, that's not great.
I don't like doing that. I don't want to do that.
Not great.
I know.
Thank you for calling.
Well, there you go. Lame ways you hurt yourself. 818-955-KLOS.
Lame ways you hurt yourself.
Lame ways you hurt yourself.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last week I got bronchitis and I coughed so hard I bruised a rib.
I mean, that sounds like the setup of a bad joke.
That's just a lame life right there.
And they basically told you don't laugh.
Don't laugh because you'll cough.
You never laugh. You're a very sour man.
That's true. I'm good. Sorry. Why are you doing that?
Sorry. Trying not to. It's hard.
No, you're not. So we're talking about the lamest ways you got hurt. Hello.
Oh, I was riding my bike down this street, and there's like a railroad crossing. Well, right next to it's a drainage ditch, too. Mm-hmm. And I somehow managed to hit that drainage ditch. And, I mean, to wipe myself, I had to get 5 stitches up inside from that bale. It was a boy's bike.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
5 stitches up inside.
It was the day before Ozfest 1 year. And I was supposed to be going. I couldn't go the next day. I was like,
All right, which was worse, not being able to go to Ozfest or having the stitches up in that?
Oh, I don't know. Oz is pretty amazing.
Yes, he is.
It's a toss-up.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey,
the lamest ways you got hurt.
Roller skating. So I was originally going to a skate park where it was nice and smooth roller skating, but it was so crowded and I wouldn't be able to, like, skate around really fast.
Right.
Like I decided to go to the Rose Bowl. At one point, there was these guys doing some construction, and I ate face.
Oh.
I bruised the rib. I scraped the knee. I scraped an elbow.
Skating is supposed to be fun. This does not sound fun.
I know, but, like, I was joking with my doctor. We're like, yeah, in some other dimension, there's a person like me without teeth.
In some other dimension, there's another person like you accomplishing what you were trying.
Well, I hate that person. How dare they?
Right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there, Hot Rod Jimmy here.
Hi there. Lamest way you got hurt.
I was combing my hair when I was 10 years old, and I had a knot in it, and I went, and it broke loose, and I twisted my head, and I'm like 10, and I go to my dad. I go, Dad, I can't move my neck. So we're getting ready for church. So anyway, so he took me over to his friend who was a chiropractor. And this guy was probably 79 years old when he did this. He had me lay on the couch. He's going, oh, how are you doing? What grade are you in? And, you know, and he's talking with me. And when he got my mind off that thing, he just went, whop, whop. And, I mean, it was like I saw, like, floor, ceiling.
Whoa.
He knocked it out.
Wow.
And that guy, he was the sharpest guy. He lived to be 99 years old, and he kept his practice till he was 92.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about him. I'm concerned about you hurting yourself as a 10-year-old combing your hair. That's fantastic. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be a hard one to beat, combing your hair. 818-955-KLOS.
Lamest ways you got hurt. I had bronchitis last week and bruised my rib coughing.
Unbelievable.
Lame.
Unbelievable.
Super lame. So we're talking about the lamest ways you got hurt. Go ahead.
We were moving out, and earlier in the day, I had taken off a display that was hanging on a coffee cup hook on the side of the kitchen cabinet, and I leaned down to get out the rest of the stuff out of the kitchen cabinet, and the coffee cup hook sliced through my eyelids, but didn't hit my eyeball. But
the coffee cup cut through your eyelids.
Yeah, the hook that you hang coffee hook to.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, that's way too close for comfort. Way too close.
Don't love that.
No. How did your eyelid grow back? I mean, like, go together?
Well, yeah, I had to have surgery.
Sure. I was going to say you could have been a dream warrior.
Yeah.
That's horrible. But thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It was actually my wife walking to the kitchen to get a glass of water.
Excellent.
That's a good start.
And what happened?
She slipped in the doorway on her way to the kitchen, and the strike plate for the doorknob caught her arm, ripped her open 7 inches and 4 inches deep.
Oh man. It's not safe to live on this planet.
When your house attacks, that's crazy.
When houses attack, rated R.
3 o'clock in the morning, waiting for the ambulance to show up.
Damn.
I've got her smoking weed to keep her blood pressure down. And,
smart man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm trying.
Give her the medicine you have. That's what you do.
That's right.
Well, that's a good one. Walking.
Thanks for calling.
I was walking.
KLOS, hello.
I came home from a arcade fire show, and there was a dry bar setup that I had, and I'd gone home, and I was getting ready for bed, and it was dark outside, and I stumbled to knock over the dry bar area, and some glass fell on the ground. I was barefoot. I went to go take a step, stepped on a piece of glass. Mm. I lost my balance, and I landed on a martini glass up my keister.
Oh, man. Come on.
This sounds so made up because you put a martini glass up your keister.
Yeah, if you want to do that, it's okay. Just tell the surgeon.
No, I tripped and fell.
You wanted to give it a go.
It just happened. It was at the right angle.
It was, yeah, it was off by a good inch.
But, well, that's lucky.
It was lodged up there, and ambulance ride, it was not pretty.
That is not what you want to happen.
No.
Yeah, not very proud.
And if that glass made it through, you'd never want to use it again.
I think there's still some up there.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I live out in the country, and me and a buddy of mine, he has a tractor, so he was out doing work on my dirt road. And it's kind of like getting dark, and a couple of the friends come over down the street, and they come over and help. They bring some beer. And we build a fire in my driveway because it's a dirt road.
Right.
And we're having some beers and just sitting there bullshitting after we did the work. And I was standing there, and the next thing I know, I swear to God, this is the truth. I was laying a perfect face plant right down in my driveway.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. But I was standing there, and down I went. And the weird part is, this is the heavy part. As I was laying there, I came out of me and stood in front of me and bent down on the ground and shook me and says, "Hey, dude, you okay? Are you okay, dude? Get up, man. Get up."
So your spirit left your body. And then you saw yourself on the ground.
That sounds like you died for a second, dude. That's what that sounds like.
Did you die?
Yeah.
I think you died.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the fire flashing in my against my skin and in my eyes and everything, and I'm not moving. My body's not moving a hair.
Wow.
Wow, you died.
And I've been told that I bit the dust, but I'm here. I come back, man.
This might be the best one.
The
he was standing there and died.
Yeah.
Does
and
that
welcome
work?
Back. Yeah, that works.
That works.
You did
yes.
it. Yay! Well done,
do
sir.
Do I get a T-shirt?
Well, we can promise you one, but you'll never get it.
You'll never get it. We'll never show up.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you, though.
But thanks.
Hey,
thanks,
guys.
Give me five.
I love that song. It's beautiful.
Songs in a row with Kevin and Slogo.
We may need more than five.
Yeah.
For this.
This might last a day or two because there are a lot of song titles with the word and. It takes a long time to get to that one.
Yes,
it's
it does.
The end of the world as we know it. And
I feel fine. It's Gimme Five. Our theme is and. Songs with and in the title. And this is for Brian San Pedro, Live and Let Die, Wings.
Well, GNR.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're doing Gimme Five songs with and in the title.
Heaven and Hell, Black Sabbath.
Skin and Bones.
Songs with and in the title. There seem to be way too many.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do at least another day. We got one more. We got time for one more. We'll do it right after the exciting commercial messages. But yeah, let's do it on
Tuesday.
We'll
do it again tomorrow.
All right. So I see here, apparently, LAUSD schools are going to be closed tomorrow. So
yeah.
That strike is going forward. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, why didn't the teachers go on strike back when I was a kid? They never got to stay home.
Yeah, that's true. Especially when it's raining. It's supposed to be raining cats and dogs tomorrow.
That's right.
So, yeah. Good luck with the little ones.
But if, in fact, you were planning on going to school tomorrow, school's out! But look up, the information and find out what you have to do instead. You should do this sometime. There's a lot of songs that start with the letter S for some reason.
Are there?
Yeah, tons.
But we had too many today. That was an extra one.
Exactly.
That was Gimme Six.
Kings and Queens were songs with the word I and in the title. I'm thinking we should do it tomorrow as well.
Do it again tomorrow?
And then maybe on Wednesday. And then maybe on Thursday.
You know how you and I have talked for a long time about how fun an idea it would be to go to the airport and take the next flight wherever it's going?
I always wanted to do that.
Right.
Just whatever the next thing off the ground is, get on that plane.
Unless it sucks.
Yeah, unless you're going to Florida.
And then it kind of sucks.
But then you're cheating.
Then you're cheating,
right?
You have to do it.
Yes.
Well, this is a couple. Sophie Alice is her name, and Ben Kennedy came to surprise her and got her tickets to, to Bucharest.
Wow.
The capital of Romania.
Wow. I would love to go there. That's brilliant.
Right. But,
yeah.
But they meant to go to Budapest, the capital of Hungary.
Oh, that's a little
different.
And
they didn't find out until they were in line at the airport
that
they were going to the wrong city.
Wow.
replying to various commenters asking if they did go to Romania. She said this, Alice responded with an enthusiastic yes.
Nah, nice.
They took the trip almost 600 miles from where they intended to be.
Wow.
We went, and of course we went. It was great, she said. And she started talking about the trip and how he surprised her, and they were just standing in line at an airport and realized the sign said a different city.
And so they it was a mistake.
It was already bought.
But it was already done.
And so they were like, all right.
All right. I like that kind of
same
spontaneity. I mean, just go with it. Just
same.
Roll with it.
That yeah. sounds kind of fun.
That's very
but
bizarre.
But they stuck with it, which I thought was really fantastic.
Yeah.
And then she kind of covered it on her TikTok.
Oh, cool.
Kind of gave highlights as they went. But
retweet this so people can find this?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I will. That's okay. That's a crazy mistake.
Good for them.
Turn good.
Yeah. Very well done. Cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know, we noticed people are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This story comes out of Gainesville, Georgia. A 75-year-old man named Alan Neil Thur was charged with having child pornography.
Oh.
The cops got a tip that he had some child pornography, and they showed up to search his house.
Right.
While they were searching his house,
yeah,
he was sitting on his computer looking at child porn. They were going to arrest him on two counts.
Right.
And they added five more because he had five different things on his screen.
Wow.
That he was looking at while they were in his house.
So I know you guys are looking for some kitty porn, but while you're doing that, let me sit over here and look at some kitty porn.
How crazy
wow,
is that?
Wow, that's insane. What a loon.
Yeah, no kidding. 75-year-old loser.
Oh, dude. 75.
He was booked in county jail without bond.
Good. That's one you don't run into very often.
That is true.
Yeah, that just seems like a perfect L.A. song to me, Dirty Laundry.
I agree. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. Weekend Nextdoor app update. Somebody left a dildo out in San Francisco, and a guy's dog brought it to him all excited.
Look what I found.
Like it was a treasure.
Isn't this weird? Look.
A woman from Florida pulled a gun at the drive-thru of a McDonald's because they didn't have what she ordered, which is a cheeseburger bundle.
And it's important to note, they've never offered that.
They've never had that.
But she was insane.
So mad she pulled a gun. And we talked about the lamest ways you hurt yourself because I hurt my rib coughing. A guy was standing and fell on his face and died.
That is hard to beat as far as lame ways of getting hurt.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Just dropped dead.
I don't know.
I bet he got back up. He woke back up.
He did wake back up, yeah, but they told him that he died.
He just fell on his face.
So good times.
All right, I'm off to fall on my face.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. You know what would be perfect?
Huh?
A lot of rain tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And school's canceled?
Yeah. So school's canceled. There's another legal thing. Yes, an illegal thing that's supposed to be on the horizon.
Yes.
Yes, and LAUSD have not come to their agreement at the table, so they are not. Schools are closed tomorrow. LA schools closed tomorrow. And I just saw this. I think this is kind of cool, and I think there's going to be quite a few of these kind of things going on. LA Zoo apparently letting students in free tomorrow for parents that have to stay home because they don't have any sitters.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool to the LA Zoo. Seems like it's going to be a zoo at the zoo, yeah, if that's the case. But, keep checking back. And I know Heidi and Frank will be talking about it in the morning. But school is out
for a couple days.
Tomorrow, at least.
Ugh. When you're done sending that text, don't throw your cell phone out. You can use it to get Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. Just stream KLOS on your cell phone or computer. Or find a radio. Listen for Chili Peppers on KLOS. Wave can't stop. Suck my coming away now. We'll play them at 10 in the morning, 11 in the morning, 2, 3, and 4 o'clock p.m. When you hear them, be caller 13. And look, your phone just turned into a Chili Peppers vinyl record. And now you're in the running to see him at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. You get hotel, gas money, and concert tickets. So if you like Red Hot Chili Peppers, hang on to your phone. It's magic.
Winner stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino.
Tickets available right this second at Ticketmaster.com for the show those guys, Chili Peppers, doing in Vegas. But who is this?
Hey, this is Bob from Rancho Cucamonga.
Bob, you recognize the Red Hot Chili Peppers there?
I sure did.
There you go.
Caller 13 is what you are, so you got the Return of the Dream Canteen album, and we'll put your name in the drawing to perhaps see them in Vegas April 1st at the Allegiant Stadium, and they got a one-night stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino and a $100 gas card. If Heidi and Frank don't call you tomorrow, you call me, and then I'll call them, and I'll have a word with them.
This is so not lame.
Don't die up there, though, man. Don't fall on your face and die.
When was the last time you were in Vegas?
Too long ago.
Right?
Way too long
ago. Dying to go.
Maybe before the pandemic.
I'm pretty sure of me.
Yeah.
Chili Peppers is going to be playing at the Allegiant Stadium April 1st. Those tickets are available right this second through Ticketmaster.com. But who's this?
Corey,
thank you for calling KLOS Radio. Hold on, I got to ask my pal Kevin something. Kevin,
yes.
Look at this vinyl album, this color limited edition of Return of the Dream Canteen.
That's Isn't very cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think we could sell this on eBay?
Probably.
So how much money do
we have to give it to Corey?
I don't know. Corey, do you want it?
Oh, yes.
Corey, why do you ruin everything?
Why do you have to throw a wrench in things? We want to make some money.
Yeah, man. Come on, buddy.
Think about somebody else every once in a while.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Corey, we'll go ahead and give it to you. Plus, we'll throw you in the drawing for your chance to pick up a couple of tickets to see the Chili Peppers April 1st at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. You get the one-night stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino if they call your name tomorrow morning, and a $100 gas card. I suppose you want all that, too.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono got married on this day in rock in 1969 at the Rock of Gibraltar in Spain. One of the most amazing live performances in the history of television occurred on this day in rock in 1982 when Buckner and Garcia appeared on American Bandstand to perform the hit single Pac-Man Fever.